It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play a Wheel of Fat Guys in a second, and you can get on the line to get on the air to play that game at 877-365-3636. Tomorrow, porn star, former gubernatorial candidate, or was she a presidential candidate? No, she ran for governor.
Governor. Right.
Mary Carey.
Future presidential candidate.
That's right.
Fresh out of celebrity rehab, too.
I'm sure she's feeling much better for it.
So I'm dying to ask her about that. Also on tomorrow's show,
yes,
we are going to have our bar. I just found out about this.
A bar.
This is growing hair. This is going to be huge.
It's our Friday cocktail hour, right?
Sweet Melissa
Happy hour.
And her
Happy
husband, hour. Apparently they do this. They have bar, will travel. They're
no
setting
kidding.
Up a little $300 bar for us tomorrow.
Nice.
And on the show, they're going to be our certified mixologists.
Nice.
And they will be bringing in little samples of their treats that they pour for everybody. We're not going to be having
full... And they make their own liquor?
They make their own corn liquor. That's, Rob, you jumped ahead. That's going to be Moonshine Friday.
We're not going to get drunk. It's not going to be like an absinthe show, but we right. might be a little loose, which could be fun for a Friday.
What about the legality of Moonshine Friday? Boy, wouldn't that be fun.
That would be something.
Then we just stay here and see who goes blind first.
That's right. I was blind for 2 days.
But without further ado, gentlemen, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play... Call? Wheel of Fat Guys!
Look at this studio.
filled
with fabulous prizes.
Absolute crap. All right, here's how Wheel of Fat Guys works. The good people here, and incidentally, kudos to everybody. The whole employee evaluation idea was Buzz Burbanks. That came from Buzz. And Rob and Katie have come up with these wonderful questions for Wheel of Fat Guys today. And there are some good ones. This is the way Wheel of Fat Guys works. We're going to get you on the line. You will have a chance to answer three questions. If you answer three in a row, you will win a valuable prize.
That's right.
The Great things like tickets to an MMA event, the UWC invasion,
and
also a pair of tickets to see DC United take on the real Salt Lake.
Ooh.
Two tickets to, is that really, DC United take on the real Salt Lake? Is that the name of the team?
Is it?
Must be.
All right.
Don't question it.
I
love
been.
Soccer.
Read it like you believe it.
And a pair of tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway. That's a great prize.
Oh, very nice.
Are you ready to play
Please.
Wheel of Fat Guys? Without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. They grow them big up there. Are you a fat guy, Kevin?
You better believe it.
Corn
Give
fed.
Us your vital statistics.
Well, I'm two of you. I'm 5'8 and 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That means we can't give you bonus points, Kevin, but we actually are rooting for you, okay?
I was trying to think of a game with that porn star and fat guys. I could be in that one.
That's next week.
Yeah, that's next week's game.
Oh, good.
Before we play, there are a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Go ahead, Rob.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Donuts.
Yeah.
Nice. There you go.
And your
chocolate
favorite,
covered.
And your favorite meal?
Yeah, what's your favorite food, Kevin?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Very
all right,
nice.
Kevin, it's very simple. You answer three questions in a row, and you will receive a wonderful prize, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's spin the wheel, and the categories on Wheel of Fat Guys will be fat guys in history, fat guys in entertainment, and wild fat guys.
Oh,
wild
card.
Oh, and
one category.
Fat guys in sports.
Right.
Okay, again, that's history.
Yep.
Entertainment.
Fat guys in sports.
Sports.
And wild fat guys.
And wild card.
That's the wild card category.
All right.
Are you ready? We're going to spin the wheel, Kevin. Here we go.
Okay.
That's a fat wheel.
Land. I wonder where.
Oh.
Where's it going to land, Mike? You're the only one who can see it.
Okay, it's stopping right there. And...
Yes,
on. It
looks like it's fat guys in sports.
Oh, good.
Kevin, are you a sports fan?
Kind of.
All right, we're going to give you three questions, answer three in a row, and you will be a big, fat winner.
I get it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Our first question. Here's a softball question. What beefy ball player is known for 714 home runs?
Babe Ruth.
Congratulations. You got the first question correct.
Down two to go.
Question number two. This defensive tackle for the Chicago Bears earned his nickname due to his gigantic square-shaped frame.
The Fridge. Williams.
Which?
You know, that's tough. We're going to need a little bit more. How about a last name?
Perry.
Yes.
That's good.
We will accept that. Congratulations. William the Refrigerator Perry. And now, here's your third question. Are you ready? You get this one and you win a prize. Head coach of the well-liked Philadelphia sports franchise.
No idea.
So close.
Man. So it was Andy Reid of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Andy Reid.
Sorry about that, Kevin.
So I'm a big fat loser.
That's okay. Thanks for playing Wheel of Fat, guys. Call back next time when we play the game, Kevin, and enjoy those donuts for breakfast tomorrow.
Pizza for dinner.
Thanks a lot for calling. Let's go to our next person on Wheel of Fat, guys. Uh-huh. This is Frank from Solomon's Island, Maryland. Frank, how you doing?
All right.
Are you excited about playing Wheel of Fat, guys?
I am ecstatic.
Do you happen to be a fat guy yourself, Frank?
I'm 6'305".
6'305".
That's okay. That's
all right,
good.
Let's spin the wheel for Frank. Good luck, Frank. Hope you get a good category that you win in. Oh, here it comes.
Fat guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. And it's stopping on.
Category is.
He spun it really hard.
Fat guys in history.
History.
How are you at history, Frank?
Well, I'm a social studies teacher, so.
Oh, he'll do very well.
Yeah, look him out. And I got a turtle head poking out. All right, question number one in our history category. The position of Prime Minister of the United Kingdom did not stop this portly statesman from regular feedings, not even during the Second World War.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill is the correct answer.
Very good. One
question
down.
Number two. As King of England, this meaty man was known not only for his insatiable appetite, but also for his insatiable sex drive.
Henry VIII.
King Henry VIII is correct.
Two down, one to go.
Get this one and you win a prize. Question number three. This corpulent communist was well known for his leadership of the People's Republic of China, and his ideas are still considered controversial 30 years after his death. You are a big winner.
Well pronounced.
That's all right, way to go. Good job, Frank. Frank, I'm going to give you your choice of prizes. You want the UWC Invasion, the DC United tickets, or two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250?
How about the NASCAR race?
You have won two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway Friday, May 2nd. Plus, you're in the grand prize drawing for a pair of tickets to the Crown Royal Presents the Dan Lowry 400, along with pit passes on Saturday, May 3rd. All right, Frank?
All right.
Excellent job. You were very lucky being a history teacher and all that. We'll put him on hold.
Thanks for playing
Wheel of Fat Guys.
cough button.
Let's go to Aaron from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Aaron, you're on the Michael Mara Show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Oh, you sound like a big man. Are you a big man, Aaron?
I'm not as big as the past two. I'm 5'8", 230.
That's fine for
That'll
us.
Do.
You ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Let's see what comes up.
You know,
it's the cheesiest wheel I've ever heard in my life.
Last time you knew where it landed before it stopped.
God almighty. And it's going to land on...
Where is it?
Hold on. It's landing on sports again.
Oh, sports. I love sports.
Sports category for you. Sports. How are you at sports, Aaron?
I love to watch them.
You love to watch sports? Well, that might be good in this game. Wheel of Fat Guys. Question for you, your first one. Pro golfer who enjoys 18 holes almost as much as he enjoys 18 Miller Lights. Who is the pro golfer who enjoys 18 holes almost as much as he enjoys 18 Miller Lights?
John Daly.
John Daly is correct.
Good answer.
You struggled a little bit, but you got it. Our second question for you, the pro golfer known as the Walrus.
Sadler.
We'll need a first name, please.
On that one, we need a first name.
It's Craig Stadler.
And a great fat guy.
Craig Stadler, one of the great fat men of all time. Thank you very much for playing the game, Aaron.
Good job, Aaron.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Let's go to Brian. Brian in Sacramento. Hi, Brian. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, guys?
You ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys? Are you a fat guy, Brian?
The first guy originally is pretty big guy, but no, I'm 6'2", 250, so big boy.
All right, a little lean. You can play anyway. Ready to spin the wheel?
Hefty.
Absolutely.
And here we go.
Spin it again.
Wheel of Fat Guys. Let's see where it lands.
Don't give me any of that history stuff. Give me some of the sports stuff.
No hammies.
You can't request it, and it has landed on...
Where?
Entertainment.
Oh, entertainment is the greatest category.
Entertainment.
Too bad. Not too bad.
That's Rob Spiewak from his theater arts class. Brian, here we go. Three questions for you. Get three in a row, and you're going to win a prize. Are you ready?
Yes.
This notorious rapper was born in Brooklyn and gunned down in Los Angeles in 1997.
Biggie Smalls?
Biggie Smalls good is answer. Correct. Cool. Christopher George Latour Wallace, Notorious B.I.G., mm-hmm. Biggie Smalls.
Mike
are you the
records.
One that found the... Is it Latour?
Kate found that.
Latour. Oh, Katie did that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she wrote that one.
See, when I saw the full name, I uh-huh. figured it was you.
Yeah.
All right, question two.
I don't listen to rap music.
Brian, what? Here we go. Question number two. The Truffle Shuffle was made famous by this chubby child actor in 1985.
That's a tough one.
That is hard.
Wasn't that the kid from the Goonies or something? Wasn't that, I can't remember.
I'm giving it to you because it was difficult. Was it was tough. Jeff Cohen, a.k.a. Lawrence Chunk Cohen.
Jeff Cohen
from Goonies.
Good Jeffrey Jeff Cohen.
I think we went to his bar mitzvah.
I just remember the movie,
we?
That's all.
That's your second in a row, and Goonies was good enough. That was a tough question.
Two down, Goonies one to go.
Good enough.
Question number three for you. What flabby funny man died at I love the way they're written.
Yeah.
What flabby funny man died at the age of 33 after a drug overdose while on break from SNL? Surprised you didn't know that.
Star of one of the best movies ever, Tommy Boy, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley!
Yeah. Excellent.
Congratulations. And let me see, you are calling us from Sacramento?
Yeah.
Well, I think all we've got for you is like a lube from Jiffy Lube.
We have something for you. We have a prize pack.
Oh, we have a prize pack from Jiffy Lube?
To be determined at another time.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations. Way to play the game, Brian.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, we got time for a couple more. Yeah. Let's go to... Oh, let's get a lady. You want to do a lady?
Oh, the lady.
She's the lady. Let's say hi to Kathleen from Woodbridge, Virginia. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Mike.
You ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys?
Wheel of Fat Guys!
Kathleen, are you a woman of larger carriage?
No, but I have an enlarged heart for all the fat men in my family.
Fantastic. It's good enough for me. Ready to spin the wheel?
Yes.
Here we go, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Spinning the wheel right now on Wheel of Fat Guys. Don't say it again.
Spring Trivia logo.
It has landed on...
Where will it land?
Wild card!
Oh, wild card!
It's landed on wild card for you.
Congratulations.
Oh, Kathleen, wild card.
Now, do you know what wild card is, Mike?
I don't know, Rob.
Wild card are either thin people who have gotten fat or fat people who have gotten thin.
Ooh. Very, very exciting.
That's how we play wild card on
Wheel of Fat Guys.
Fat Guys. Good.
All right, Kathleen, question number one. Get three in a row. You win a prize. You ready?
I'm ready.
Guys. Which president suffered... from severe sleep apnea, a subject that's been on the show today, and lost over 80 pounds within a year of leaving the White House?
Wow. Bill Clinton.
I am terribly sorry.
Ooh, good guess.
Incorrect.
The answer is William Howard Taft. A very, very hard question.
Yeah, it was hard.
Sorry about that, Kathleen.
Okay, dear.
Thanks for playing.
All right, dear. Thanks so much, dear. We really appreciate it. Let's go to another lovely lady here. Let's go to Leslie. Leslie, on your route, you're on Route 95. Whereabouts on 95 are you?
I am approaching Woodbridge. I live in Stafford.
And so traffic's just sailing along.
Oh, yeah, as usual.
Are you a big woman, Leslie?
I'm actually not a big woman.
Okay.
I'm a fat man.
Oh, you do sound a little transy. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Yes, I am.
I'm Wheel of Fat Guys. Here we go. Leslie.
Wheel of Fat Guys.
Oh, it's landed on entertainment again, Rob.
Entertainment is my favorite category.
Leslie, you follow the entertainment, do you?
Yes, I do.
Very good. You ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys?
Totally.
Three in a row, and you'll win a fabulous prize. Question number one for you. He played both Victor Prinzm and Captain Chaos in the Cannonball Run movies.
Dom DeLuise.
Congratulations. Yes. That is the correct answer.
One down, two to go.
Question number two for you. He loved to inquire of Raj and Dwayne, what is happening? Or actually, I'll make it easy for you. He loved to inquire on this sitcom, what's happening?
Oh, God, I know his name.
He had a great laugh, too.
You know this.
He is.
I'll give you a hint. Would you like a hint?
Yes, I would love a hint.
It's also something you hear when you've seen a television show more than once.
Yes.
Rerun.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Good hint.
Tough question. I think
yeah,
she deserved
you're
a
right.
hint there.
You're right.
All right, question number three. I love her. I love Leslie. We don't know whether she's a man or a woman yet.
Leslie Stahl.
Here's your third question. You get this one correct, and you win a prize. Are you ready, Leslie?
I'm ready.
Real name. His real name is Marvin Lee Aday. He had fake breasts in Fight Club, but not as nice as his real-life man boobs. And he is currently starring in a television commercial.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
He had fake boobs in Fight Club?
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
Ed Norton?
No. I'm terribly sorry. The correct answer is Meatloaf.
Yes.
Meatloaf.
Oh, God, I forgot Meatloaf was in there.
Meatloaf. I know. I'm sorry about that, Leslie. We got to let you go.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Take care, Leslie. Been fun having you on the show.
It was.
I bet she has Meatloaf tonight.
Is that Meatloaf's son in that TV commercial?
I don't know.
It looks like it could be.
His daughter tours with him now if you have the unfortunate chance of seeing him in concert.
Let's go to Sacramento, California. We will talk to Chris in Sacramento. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play?
Yes, I am, gentlemen.
All right. Excellent. And we're going to let them say it this time because I have to expectorate. Hold on a second.
Wheel of Fat Guys.
Chris, are you a fat guy?
Yes, I am.
Ah, very good.
All right, very good.
Height and weight?
6'1", 450.
Let's spin the wheel for you, Chris. Here we go. Let's see where she ends.
Wheel of Fat Guys. Fat Guys.
Oh, it's another wild card.
More
wild card. Yeah, fantastic wild cards. Are you ready to play, Chris?
Yep.
All right, three in a row, and you're a big winner. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
A little more energy, please.
Mike,
No problem.
All right, thank you
name
very
it,
much.
I'll do it. Let's go.
He's question
nervous.
Number one. This formerly,
he's 400 pounds.
This formerly heavyset harmonica rockin' singer underwent gastric bypass surgery in 1999 after nearly dying from arterial blockage.
That's not funny.
I'll repeat the question.
Don't lie.
I have
Mike.
No idea, gentlemen.
Oh,
you want the question
on.
Again? You want to even hazard a guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a question. Go ahead. Try, please.
This formerly heavyset harmonica rockin' singer underwent bypass surgery in 99 after nearly dying from an arterial blockage.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to.
Sorry, it's John Popper.
Yeah, pretty
John
easy.
Popper.
John Popper. Got to let you go,
thanks,
Chris.
Gentlemen.
Blues
Thank
traveler.
You for playing the game. Another call from Sacramento. Let's go to David. David, you're on the show. You ready to play?
Wheel
of Fat Guys.
Fat Guys.
All right. Hi, David.
You know, in this round, you don't have to spin the wheel, Mike.
David, are you fat?
I'm very fat.
How fat are you?
6'5", 338.
338.
Might have one of those questionable cell phones, David. David,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Maybe he's sitting on it.
No, I'm terribly sorry. We're unfortunately going to have to let David go. And let's go to Mick.
Mick!
In Las Vegas. Mick, you ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys? Mick.
Mick? Apparently not.
Can
Mike.
You hear me, Mick? How about Casey? We'll go to Casey in Yuma City. Casey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Very good, Casey.
Good.
All right, Casey, we're going to stay on wild card without even spinning the wheel. Because we are running out of time on
Wheel of Fat Guys.
All right, you ready for the wild card category?
Let's do it.
Three in a row and you win. What weatherman used surgery to lose weight across the country and in your neck of the woods?
Al Roker.
Al Roker is correct. Congratulations.
Good. Al freaking neck Roker.
Question for you, number two. This roly-poly record producer lost over 100 pounds after having gastric bypass surgery in 2003, but he still looks fat every Tuesday and Wednesday night on television.
Randy Jackson.
Yeah, congratulations.
Two out of three.
And for a big win, question number three. This Oscar-winning politician was once a front runner. Now he probably can't run at all without his face going green. Tough question. Let me give it to you again.
Again, please.
This Oscar-winning politician was once a front runner. Now he probably can't run at all without his face going green. Kind of a global warming reference there.
Ooh. Oh, all right, we got this one.
Okay, you got it?
What's that?
No, we gave you all the time. I'm terribly sorry. Sorry about that. It's Al Gore, you ninny.
Al Gore.
I just called a listener a ninny. We got time for one more, Rob?
Yes, because it's 1940.
Let's
put
go
another
to,
ninny on the line.
Let's go to James Brown. JB from Annapolis, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, JB?
Hey, gents, how you doing?
Oh, this doesn't sound like James Brown from Fox.
No, it isn't.
Or CBS.
Right.
All right. Ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys?
Wheel.
Yeah, can I? I'm sorry. Mike, have you ever sucked all the jelly out of a donut?
That's
before?
Good. I like the spirit of the game. I'm going to let you spin the wheel. Let's see where she ends up.
Wheel!
Oh, shit.
Fat Guys! A copyrighted feature.
Hey, look, it's sports again, guys.
Oh, I love sports. Yeah.
Sports again. I'll
doing?
Tell you something. Wheel of Fat Guys really gets the expector rating rocket.
It's good. It's working for you.
Are you ready for the sports category, JB?
Let's go for it.
Here we go. Former Redskins head coach who would stylishly wear a clipboard tied to his waist. Also, a noted restaurateur. Former Redskin head coach, it was a brief stay, who would stylishly wear a clipboard tied to his waist. These are some of the things that Rob
right.
cares about.
Also, I'm just going to throw a haymaker here.
Okay, go ahead. Good luck.
Was it Lombardi?
No, I'm terribly sorry. It was not Lombardi. I got to get one more.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm having too much
fun. We have to go out on a good
Sorry
note.
About that, JB. We got one more local call here from Culpepper. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing, Mike?
We're very short on time. Are you ready to play Wheel of Fat Guys?
Yeah, I'm ready to play, man.
All right, we're going to stay in the sports category. Uh-huh. Incidentally, the answer was Richie Pettibone.
Richard Pettibone.
Noted restaurateur.
That's right.
Here's another noted. Jesus Christ. Are you ready, Paul?
Yeah, go for it.
Question number one. Noted fighting champ whose nickname is a synonym for a lima bean. Noted.
Okay.
Noted.
Butterbean.
Butterbean
is right.
Yes.
Butterbean.
Could have also been a great northern bean, Mike.
Noted fighting champ. And in Jackass, he kicked the crap out of Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, my God, he did.
Question number two. All right, what's that?
Yeah, I think he got concussion on that.
Please don't interrupt. All right, question number two.
Culpepper.
Mr. Irrelevant, he ruined his NFL career by letting Don Geronimo read from his playbook on the air.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh.
It's a gimme.
Oh, I'm not.
It's Matt Elliott.
Yeah.
Matt Elliott. That's all the time we have today, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Thanks for playing, Paul. Sorry we couldn't give away more prizes on
Wheel of Fat Guys.
This game will be played again on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good.
I loved every second of it. Fantastic. And, oh, my goodness.
Look at the time.
We've run right up on the last buzz of the day,
well,
haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have.
All right. Your phone calls at 877-365-3636 on anything you want to talk about.
Anything you want.
And also our last buzz of the day coming up next on The Big Show. Thanks for listening.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.